We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Samach Gimel, the Halachas of Mavli and the Alechi, a Sif Chav Ches, in the bottom of page 446. It says, Mechav Mavli, She'ein Baruch B'Shleshet Tvachim. So you have this alleyway, which is where the Helms open up into, where the Chatzers then open into that, which opens into the Mavli. So if you don't have it, it's with three Tvachim. As we continue, Daf Resh Chav Dalet, in the Tzach Shem Tikkun doesn't need any remedy. Shukasas, it's like it's sealed off. Yeshem, some say the chol shem by a bar tefachim, if it doesn't have four tefachim, in tzarach shem tikkun, it doesn't need any remedy. It says the Mishabur Siv Katan, Kofi Zayin. If you have a mavi shein belech b'shleshet tefachim, that its width is not three tefachim. The custom of Farshim and Farshim, they explain, the imein b'pischei rechem shlesha, that if you don't have by the opening a width of three tefachim, in a tzarach tikkun, it doesn't need a remedy. Afa b'shem b'techei rechadabi, even the inside is very wide. Chin li yeshem, this really was sort of according to Yeshem, that they hold it being davka rechem abba, a width of four tvachim. Kamki married, it's also talking about Shahi Rechav Abba B'chalik Salim. It was a width of four tvachim by all the walls. Ablechshim, Miskatsa Samachal Pischa, but where it gets narrower, closer to the opening. And the Tzach Tikkun doesn't need remedy, even if inside it's very wide. Now, Vinim Mechabi Mashma, from the Mechabi, it sounds like this relay that he holds the Iker Kedei Rishayna, primarily like the first opinion. The Hechesh Rechav Shlesha, that wears three tvachim wide, Tzach is continued to daf. Reish Chav Dalet Tikkun then needs a remedy, because he says a stam and then be a shemir. Time of the Moshe Shchelik, look at the Moshe that he disagrees. But that his opinion is the Nuchal Halkav is like a derech that we can lean it like regarding the last opinion that even up to four tvachim it doesn't need a tikkun. Says the Mishkul on these dates, near according to Mahabal understanding would seem the Avin Nachem Gedei Rishon Ever beginning to be strange like the first opinion. The Echaz Ragam Shleishot Tzloy Shleishot Tzarch Tikkun that where it is three tvachim wide. It needs some type of a remedy. That's only where, from the inside of Arba, it was at least a width of four tvach. Just gets narrower by the opening, like we mentioned. But if the whole thing is not four tvach wide, for sure one could be lenient, as the Sharatin Sadi Abba says, the way we wrote previously in the that when it's not four tvach wide, but the whole thing, it's a makom tur. According to everyone, it doesn't need a ticket, and it's possible that even the Rambam, who's the first opinion, would agree to their words, because even if you're going to say that the Rambam doesn't hold it as far, however, we could be lenient and rely on them. Sif Chav Tes. Mavoy. This alleyway, Shetzili Echad Kol Layan, where one side ends by the ocean, Shetzili Echad Kol Ashbash Rabban, one side ends by garbage dump. So you see the digital picture 105 shows that one end ends by the water, and the other end opens up, ends by a garbage dump. Says Mechaba in the Tzarach Klum. So this doesn't require anything, any remedy. Why? Because the public garbage dump does not end up being cleared out. And it's not concerned that the ocean might gather sirtin, pirish. That's a yavish, like dry up, kain e shenidchu hamayim menu, that if the water gets, you know, pushed away, that's the world is real, where now you could plant it, like as if it's going to dry up, full of sediment. But no, we're not concerned with that. Hagar says there, Mavi, yes, chol k'masar, from some disagree, and they hold, like, I'm certain that, no, the water might, you know, dry up over there, as we continue to page 448, and you're not going to have a wall, so the Russian rushing through the market, and therefore, we would be concerned. Says the Mishabura, Sivkan Kofiyut Chas. So you have a Mavi that one side is Kala Layam, ends by the water. It's Lemur, I mean, say, Israela, Mavi Shneitz Dadan. The Mavi had two sides, Mibatam Achatziris. From the two sides, they were the homes and the courtyards open up into it. And as the Sharatin, as Sadi Bey says, this is obvious from the Pirish Menachananel. That's the Kavan of the Rambam, that from which the wording of the Shulchan Aruch has quoted, where it says Kala, where it ends by the water. And I said, look at Pirish Rashi, but Halacha, they're not disagreeing on each other, and it's not like the way the Rivash explains the same to the Fei, where the Magen Ram writes at the end of Sivkat and Lamed Aleph. So you have the Batim HaChatzeris open from the sides, or Shnei Rishel, but the two ends, Shemim Mizrach Ma'ariv, along the length, from east and west, Echad Ha'yu Kala Yam, one open ended off by the ocean, Echad Ha'yu Kala Ashpa, and one that ended off by a garbage dump, Shekavaya Sar Tvachim Nekarko, that's 10 Tvachim above ground level. Oh, but okay, and so our club never doesn't need any remedy. Because now it's closed off on both sides, because the ocean is also considered as a mechitza. Because it's 10 tefachim deep by its edge. And vamayim ein levat mechitza, and the water doesn't nullify the mechitza, because of simchim vav. Which Sharatin Tzadik Gimel says, same thing is, when it gathers to a height of 10 tefachim from a distance of 4 amas by its edge, says the Magen Avraham. Which it sounds like from his words, says the Sharatin, that if it doesn't gather 10 tefachim from within 4 amas by the edge, even though afterwards that in the water is a huge slope, and it gathers over there 10 tefachim from 4 amas, even so, it would not be considered as a mechitza, that it should be permitted through that to carry in the mavai, even though this slope is not 10 amas away from the edge. The reason is that even though it's possible that min ha-teira, it's Rosh HaSeachet, like we said previously, Simchim Hesef Kod Yodal and Magen Ram Shem Deram, even so, since Midrabanan, the whole area of the water, the Carmel is, we can't consider that place as a mechitza to permit carrying in the Mavi, similar to the way it's written in the Magen Ram over there at the end of Sivkot Yodal, look over there. So this is a further, but because Magen Ram, Ram writes, here it's talking about, the boats don't go past by over there to the port, to dock. Because if not, then if the people come there and they dock over there, then they can't consider that as a walk, because they're walking through. That's where they always are parking their boats. But many of them disagree on this, and they hold that even if the boats do pass by over there, does not nullify through this the title of the partition from the edge of the water. Which Shartin quotes them, they understand like this in the explanation of the words of Taisis, not the way the Magen Avraham understands from their words, and the words of Knesset Cheskel is brought in Menachem, specifically according to what the Ritva agrees in the name of his Rebbe, the Ramban. That's no difference at all by Mechitzes, whether it's man-made or made by heaven, not like the words of Taisis, rather as long as you could see himself within the Mechitzes, because they're not far one from the other so much. Like I said, there's mechitzas, and we don't say also Rabban Batlei. That's how the Sefer Gaon Yaakov agrees. That's the case. There's no room at all to the words of Magen Avraham to be machmer. Continues the Mishnah, says, "Achen Rebbe Kishrulish Echad Min Amavah Kol Nohar." But when one end of the Mavah ends by a river, Yesh Gesher Shel Alav, and there's a bridge on it, Shemahalchem Rabban Leivar Sheni, that people pass over to the other side, which the Dirsha 107. Brings that picture. What is that picture? Oh yeah, right over here is a picture. There's a bridge crossing over the river. So Mashman become Achrim, it sounds like from many Achrinim that the Hagesher that through the bridge Mispatal Machitza that nullifies Machitza Pesach lasts towards the Pesach Makom Gesher, and you would have to make towards the Pesach, but with the bridges as the Dish 107 picture brings.
Which the Sharatin Aitzadi Hay says that from the Taser Shabbos and also from the Prima Gun, it sounds like that that's the Afko in the bridge is wider than 10 Amos. Then it's considered as a breach. But if it's less than that, then it doesn't need any remedy because then it's like a Pesach, like an opening. But from the words of Naid Bihuda and Simen Beis, sounds like that he holds that even if the bridge is a width only of 4 tefachim, it also needs a tikkun in this place. That's also Pinchai Adam explicitly, and says, look in the Nishmas Adam. So says the Mishmur for this, he says, this is all specifically Kishasvas Hayam, Oyha Nahar, when the edge of the river or the ocean, Oyha Amikasar Tefachim, was a depth of 10 tefachim. Alm Svas Hayam, Nahar, Meshubba Bailach, but if the edge of the ocean or the river was slanted, Im Kishalach HaShipur HaBamas, if in the incline, it goes 4 amas. Adain in the gevaya sartvachem that it still has not reached to a height of 10 tvachem. Then ain't a mechitza. Then it's not considered as a partition because the karka shavadim is considered like flat ground, and that obviously would not be valid as a mechitza. Siv katan kufyu tes. So he said, but if one end ends in the garbage dump, one ends by the ocean, you don't need anything because the public garbage dump in asui lespanis is not meant to be cleared out. They call it mishlichem shevchem is the blame sham because all day they throw all their waste matter and their garbage over there. Well, it takes a gub. It's never going to be lacking from its height. Aval Ashba the Yachid, in contrast to a garbage number of an individual, Avagab the Hashba Gabbah, so Tvachim, even though right now it's a height of 10 Tvachim, Lamochi and Akenu, tomorrow he's going to clean it out, but Yachsik Avus is going to be lacking its height, they're not Tadal Taltam, and we're going to put to carry now, Yital the Gamachachach, they're going to still carry afterwards, because Yachsik Avus, when it's going to be lacking its height, and therefore that we wouldn't allow it over there. But by a public garbage dump, that's good. Always remain like that. And the Inchayshim Machulu, not concerned that maybe the ocean will come up certain. It's not what it means to say Shagam. Inchayshim wasn't that concerned. Shemiskal Kalamachitz Shal Tzadaya. That the other side, the partition on the face of the ocean, will get ruined because it's gonna dry up over there, and it's gonna be you're not gonna have enough water to be a mechitza of 10 tefachim. And benim to come that she'in l'mabe mechitza revis, that the mabe doesn't have a fourth wall. Sivkan kavchof alav, but Rama brought some disagree and hold that we are concerned that maybe yalayim sirtan shekin derechayim. That's what happens by the ocean. Shemala chov avon mitzlasvasa, that it throws up sand and stones near the edge. Meskatzer, it gets narrow. Benasa karka berechem parsa, and it's like it's flat ground in the width of a parsa. Ubat the mechitz, and therefore it loses its partitions. Umatatli nami mavoyz kim nekar, and people can still continue carrying the mavoyz as they always did up until now. Which Asharati and Oysari test brings us from Rashi. He says, I left out the Pirush of the Magen Mishnah, because according to him, it comes at a Chumra according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham regarding if the slope was a mound that gathers 10 Tlachim from Dalet Amos above from the water, and it's logical not to be Machmer according to this, because, anyways, according to the first opinion, we're not concerned at all, Shemi Allah Sirtan, and also turn in the Ezra, they quote like the way it appears Rashi. Says the Mishnah Refer, he says, Bechol, this is all Kshay Midrin, when there's no slope, El B'mokam Amayim Bavad, only in the area of the water itself. But if in the edge there's a slope that gathers 10 Fachim from a distance of Dalet Amos, so that would always be considered as a Mechitz in all situations. Now, the later authorities agreed to be stringent like this opinion. Now, but after Bayam, this specifically by oceans, Alban Horus, by rivers, Lechashina Shial Sirtan. I'm not concerned that there's no waves crashing on the shore to make this, you know, the sand and the rocks. Nechshu Svasana La Mechitza, and if the edge of the river is considered as a partition, because Jesh Begov is Tvachim, when you have by its height 10 Tvachim. Okay, now, however, on the Horus, the river should darken, Lesiabash Bakat, so they usually dry up in the summertime. When they dry up, Imba Midran Shalem, then you don't have by the slope, a Govasar Tvachim, Betrechaba Amis, a height of 10 Tvachim from within Dalet Amis. Yesh Lesablai Tikkun, then we should say it's forbidden without any remedy. I feel like Kishalayin Sabbath, even when it doesn't dry up, because we're concerned for the situation when it will dry, but we won't be aware. But at least what we need to have is that the river should be literally near the end of the Mavi. But if it's further away from the homes, a distance of 10 Amas, then it needs to be fixed. The Isamakam have parts, because that area is considered as a breach. Now, in the Karashim, if they freeze over during the winter months, then Batla's Mechitza, then again it loses its Mechitza. Vasatatla, then it's forbidden to carry. And then it's considered like flat land. That's the Sharatzi Nois Kavdal, says from Magid Ram. It says Taz is more stringent than even this. He holds that even in the summer months. But in Shibbet Shabiyakim, they all agree with Magid Ram that it's only problematic when it actually does freeze over. Katayin Zimishburi says, there are from later authorities that they hold the latest battle Mechitza al Deikrisha, that no, the petitions don't get nullified when they freeze over. Now, if the edge of the river is high, and it gathers to a height of 10 Tvachim within Dalet Amos until where it freezes, but the Yesh Lachal and Beshor, one could be leaning Sivkot and Kovchot Beis, but this Yesh Cholkim hold that we're concerned Shemi Aliyam Sirtin, and therefore the Inka Mechitza is no partition. But came different Tzarach Tikkun that needs to be fixed, Kishar Mavi HaParts Baruch Revi, like all other Mavis that are breached on the fourth side, but Tzurz HaPesach, with either a doorway, a frame, or Belechi HaBekara, or with a side post, or with a crossbeam. Now, Ir Shemukav Sviva, now if you have a city that's surrounded with a charitz, with ditches, Sh'omek Kisar Tvachim, that are 10 Tvachim deep, Ruchav Arba Tvachim, that are 4 Tvachim wide, have a Kamukav Chayim Sviva, so it's like surrounded with a wall all around, Ve'en Tzur HaShem Tikkun, that doesn't need any remedy, which the Sharat Tzin Eis Kav Zayin says. Same thing is, if it gathers a height of 10 Tvachim from within Dalet Amos in the slope, and by its ground, after that it finishes the 10 Tvachim, has to be over there a ditch that's a width of 4 Tvachim. Or, meaning it's, either way, meaning we say this in height, and we say this in depth. Says Mishbrew further, says, V'myesh gesh al gabi chartz, but if there's a bridge over that ditch, shalchan derech shamlam abayis air, that's how they go that way to the mothers of the air. And this brought the malach, which is from taking, that we already explained previously, that you would have to fix it something over there. Be'alacha, the Ramaschal Mavoi. So the Mechaber said in Sifchav Test, Mavoi, that one side ends with the Yam, one side ends with the Ashba Sharam, you don't have to fix it all. So look at Mishpuris of Kod Yudches, that's according to the Pesha Benech Now. So the same thing is, if you had by the Mavoi only one side, and the southern side was built houses and courtyards, and the east and the western side had the ocean and the garbage dump, and the northern side was fixed with Lech HaDekaira, opposite the Rosh HaRabim, would also be permitted according to the first opinion. That's basically the Minal Yab. So it's also, you should know that both according to the first opinion and the second opinion, that's stringent. There's no nafkamina whether if the mother was opened up to her Karmelis or Rosh HaRabim, that's what's obvious from the place. And the Masal Beish Chalkim Asayivim, the Chashinan, the Ramah brought that there are those who disagree, so we are concerned that Yala Shemayal Hayim Sirtan. So it's like Mishbur Sivkan Kav Chafalaf, that by a river, according to everyone, we're not concerned that it's going to bring up all this sediment. Says you should know that this all, if the river it does not surround the city on all sides, then it's considered as a mechitza opposite it to permit carrying in the city, because in the place where it's breached, you'll fix where it's susa pesel. But when it surrounds the city from all sides, if that's the case, so then this surrounding obviously was made before the city was settled, and that's like a karf of more than mitzvah sayim, so that was not surrounded for residential purposes, because you're not carrying it, even if afterwards it was settled in it, as it's obvious from the simishin and ches. If not that they extend the hekif to the city from all around, unless they extended that after already settled. And even if in the beginning it was also a surrounded, only one place, it was not a depth of 10 tefachim, and the area a little bit more than 10 amas, that would be a breach. And then they completed that also that place until it doesn't remain a shiva pirza, then it would be considered as if, yeah, the whole hekif was afterwards, as we said in Simon Shanches, look over there. And even if you're going to make now a mechitza on top of this perimeter, would also not be effective as we brought over there in Sivches. If not that you close up in one place a width more than 10 amas, and then you go back and you open it up. Only then would that be a viable option. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 106. The Mishabra had said in Sifkot and Kofi Yitches that you can't have the boats going over there, because then you have Asar Rab and Bat Mechitzasa. Basmeir answered that since the Mavli is closed on the second side through the garbage dump, so obviously that the Bekiah here that they're breaking through is not straight, it's not going to go straight through, so it's not considered Bekiah's Rabban, that's Mavat Mechitza, even if the boats go over there. So to ask on the words of the Magen Avraham that writes that the reason why the Rabban on Mavat Mechitza is based on the words of Tosef Eben of Chabez Mabez, that the public breaks through a Mechitza that's a man-made Mechitza, so Beis Meir asks, why do you have to bring the words of Tosef, but they're going according to the opinion of the Chacham, the whole, that Ein Rabban Mavat Mechitza, and is Mechadish according to the Pirush of Magen Avraham, what he means to say is that Mechitza B'dei Shanayim is worse, and Bekiah's Rabban is Mavatla, but according to Shizu B'Yudah, Halacha is like him, as Bran B'an Locha later on, Shin Samach Dalet, that Bekiah's Rabban Mavat Mechitza, what's a Mechitza that's man-made, is not a Mechitza if the Rabban breaks through, look at the Shavit Sin, Sivkot Tzad Dalet, depending on the Chorinim, what they're massing on the words of Magen Avraham. Dish number 108, spoke about that, sounds like from the Chorinim, through the bridge, it's Mavatla Mechitza, and you have to make it towards the Pesach, where the bridge is. Now, and regarding this case, if the bridge is Mavatla Mechitza, we find a big machlekes in Achrayim. Sharatzin, Sifkot Tzad, he brings the opinion of the Paiskim to hold that a bridge is Mavatl Mechitza, and he brings that they disagree if it's Mavatl only when the width is 10 amas or even when the width is 4 tefachim. Another, in the Sefer Sharatzin, is lengthy to prove that a bridge is not Mavatl Mechitza. Chazanish is lengthy to contradict his words. And in the conclusion he writes, heaven forsake to even make it as an addition of leniency regarding a bridge from the words of Sharatzin, because there's no place to be mefaktvik on the ruling of those who say it's forbidden. In the case that the bridge was made like a structure, Shuvah's Ben Yoel writes in the name of Shlomo Kluger that you could discuss that maybe the bridge is not considered as a period. So any ones on it, where does he make up this svara from? Dish number 109, Be'alacha, previously, over there where the Sharatzin is Mitzayin and Shinim Hesub Kod Yadal, brings the words of Magen Avraham that writes that if there is a pit in the ocean that's 10 tefachim deep, that's where Shasiachim Natar, because it has mechitzas. Mirabon is a karmelis, like a karf, that's not hokav ledir. He also brings the words of Prima Gun that explains in the opinion of Magen Avraham that even if the small pit, if it's smaller than the base of Zayim, it's considered as a karmelis. Under the Mechitzas Shogun Chaznish, they explain the opinion of Magen Avraham that Davke, if the Guma is bigger than the base of Zayim, it's a karmelis. But if it's smaller than the base of Zayim, it's a total Shasiachim, even regarding Karen. Dish number 110. Shabur later on in Shin Samachay Sivkon Chavdal writes, regarding a mavoi that's breached to the river, that if the width of the river is less than 10 amas, and there's no breach on the sides, so minadin, you can permit the mavoi through the mechitzas of the rivers on the other side. But the they say it's forbidden over there when it's unnecessary, so that people don't entertain to think that to permit a mobbing of foolish without fixing it as brought over there. And that's because over there the mechitzas that's from the other side of the river are recognizable, and the river is like a continuation of the mobbing. It's not the case over here that the mechitzas that are in the ocean are in the water. It's not recognizable the separation between the two parts of the ocean that's before the mechitzah and after the mechitzah. And the lachas of these waters are like inside the ocean that Magid Maram writes, the Carmelis. The words of Sharetz, from the words of Sharetz, it sounds like that if it would be that mechitzas in the middle of the river would be considered as mechitzas, it's possible to permit to carry in the mavi because of them. And even though the mechitza that's in the river is deep in the water and it's not close to the mechitza of the mavi, however, you can permit this place through oimim meruba of the walls of the mavi. Now, Sharetz mucha from this, that you say oimim meruba, even if it's not opposite the walls at the end of the beach, literally mechitza, rather just mechitza from the loch of good asik of the kidud anav, what's sticking out. The Chaznish that he writes, the Mechitza of Gurasik, are effective to fence in the breach, whether as a pass or a lechi. This is number 111. Chaznish writes that the words of the Magid Avraham, that a pit in the ocean has a lacha like a carmelis, was said only regarding a pit that there's no bias that opens up to it, but over here that the mother opens up to the ocean and you have for the mother Mechitzas, so the water is not mabatal the dira, even when it's more than Mesasayim, since that they're fit for drinking or laundering, as you see Mishbura and Shinon Ches and Sharetzin over there, even that Mechitza Yam is not surrounded for Dira. However, since the rest of the Mechitza was surrounded for residential purposes, you let it carry over there. However, in a way that the slope that's in the ocean is far from the Mechitza of the Mavi, more than 10 Amas, or that you don't have Aymeruba, so the Mavi is usher because of the breaches that are on the sides. Issue number 112. The Sharetzin I brought from how they understand explaining Taisis, not like the Magid Avraham understands from the words. So what does this mean? So Taisis and Erevin of Chabez Mabez, right, that the Mechitza that's made, that's heaven made, is not considered so much as a Mechitza. And according to all opinions, the breaking through of the Rabbim, of the public, would be about such a Mechitza. Magid Avraham writes that according to their opinion, an ocean is considered as Mechitza for the Mabi, only in the case where the boats don't pass over there to dock. So then you don't have a Bekiz Rab. That's what Magid Avraham writes also later on, some Mem, but he adds on that it's possible Bekiz Rab is only made 600,000. Be'alocha brings his words and he disagrees on them regarding this. Now, Chaim Moshe writes that from the words of Magid Avraham, it sounds like the Mechitza that in the ocean that's made by the Shemaim, that the Rabbim or the Svinus that passed through its place is Mevat Mechitza. And he disagrees and he writes that even if the whole world passed through the Mechitza, it's not Batla, and even though it's made by the Shemaim. What the Toysa means to say is that the Rishus, the domain that the Rabbim passed over there, and they have all permission to pass over there, then this place cannot be considered as having distinct Bailam to protest, and it's not made fenced in through Mechitza by the Shemaim, but a Mavi that has specific, distinct bialim, and there's no permission for another person that's not for the people of the Mavi to pass over there. For sure, also, if the Mechitza are made with the Shemaim, they're considered as Mechitzas, and they're not bought when the boats pass by over there. Knesichach Yechaskel explains the words of Taisis. The Mechitza that's made with the Shemaim is not considered as Mechitza, so that you can fence in the area that the area is more than Mesa Sime, but regarding an area that's less than Mesa Sime, a Mechitza is effective that's made with the Shemaim, and here the Mavi is not bigger than Mesa Sime. And this day of Machlekes Magid Avraham, the Chaim Moshe, if there's a chasar and if there's a lakim, a mechitza is made by the Shemaim, the place is not given over to the Rabbim. Knesset Cheskel holds that if the area that's surrounded is more than Mesasayim, there is a chasar, like the point of Magid Avraham. The words of Sharetzin would seem that he comes out like his words from this that he writes, that the words of Knesset Cheskel are brought in many achrein. Nafmin Laloch is by a place that's not given over to the Rabbim, that the area is bigger than Mesasayim and has mechitza that are made by the Shemaim. This is number 114. The Sharetzin brought Chay Adam, and he says, look over the Nishmas Adam. Chaznish holds that the halach of this pirtza is like other pirtzas, that the shir is by Mavi is the Altvachim and Bechatz is 10 Amas. According to the Bin Magid Avraham that Mishmarin is bringing later on, Shin Samachisav Kon Yod, the Arma voice have a halach like a Chatz, and therefore the breaches with 10 Amas. If you remain with Oymen Meruba, or at least two lachis or a pass, a board that's 4 Tvachim, the bridge does not make it forbidden, only if the width is more than 10 Amas. And that's written in Sevenes Yisrael, which is Mitzuyin in the Sharetzin, that this, that the Noydibudin needed to make a remedy by a bridge that's width 4 Tvachim, is Dafka by Mavi, that the breach is by 4 Tvachim. This is number 115. The Bialoch had said that same thing is by a case when you have the homes and the chatzers are on the southern side, and the east and west is the ocean and the garbage dump, and the north is fixed with lech b'kari. From this halacha, that's permissible to permit a mavi with lech b'kari, even though it's mechitza through the river. Chaznish proves, like his words, that not to differentiate by a mavi regarding heter lechi if it's surrounded the mavi through mechitzas or through gidud, just as long as the mavi has three mechitzas that it has its power to permit to carry, it's possible to permit the mavi through lech b'kara. And he disagrees on the evan o'ezer that Sharetzin brought in Sivkot Nun test. This is number 116. Be'alach had said that even if you can make now mechitza on this perimeter, it's also not going to be effective as brought in Sivkhez. And this halacha, the Chaznish wonders, because actually there it's explained the opposite. So if a person is living on a mound, and he makes a mechitza on the edge, It is effective to permit because since he's surrounded with the walls that he made. He also writes that if you make a mechitza or a house opposite the ditch on an extension that's more than 10 amas, and the mechitza or the house are not far from the ditch more than 10 amas, so then the whole perimeter is made like Mukav Ladira, as written Shachanach and Shin Chesivav, like the pin of the Russian Erevin. And even the Ritvo who disagrees in the Rashi, he agrees that if you do this on the surface of the whole mechitza, that on one side of the perimeter, it's effective, it's brought in the Bialach over there. And so too, if the homes that are built in the way that they separate the whole city until less than 10 amas close to the river from all sides, so the homes become like one of the walls of the Karfiv, and it's considered through this as totally as Mukav Ladira. Dish number 117. Bishmura said, but if it's further away from the homes, more than 10 amas, it needs a ticket because that area is considered as parts. Chaznish writes, so that's dafka by Mavai, that the homes and the courts are not open inside of it, that it has a lacha like a chatzar, but by full-fledged Mavai, even if the mechitza of the Mavai are from two sides far from the chitza of the river, only four tvachim, it's going to be aser, because the pirtz of the Mavai is with four tvachim. He writes that it's possible in such a case that the pirtzes from the two sides of the Mavai are directly opposite each other, then you would make it forbidden even the way that the rabbim are not boikim by. Elsewhere, he writes that if you have by the malkum the pirtzes gedudim the ma'akiv the walking, the mechitza permit also when the breaches are one opposite the other. Look at this in Shein Alachas and Shein Samachay. So to, if the batim are far from the chitza of the river four tefachim, only from one side, and you have a breach of four tefachim in the other walls of the mavi, if the rabbim are baikim over there and the gedudim are not, and there's no gedudim, so it would be aser. However, if the homes are far from the chitza of four tefachim until ten amas, only from one side, and there is no other breach in the mavi, you can permit the mavi through oimim meruba or through Alechi, in a place where Alechi is affected, is brought in by Alechi Liron Shin Samachis of Aleph, the Matzal Tzarech. Dish number 118, Mishmur Bada Ar from the Chorim, the hold that the walls not bottle through the by being freezing over. The reason they explain the Chubach Shalas Yevitz is that since it's possible that the river will dissolve that day if the sun comes shining or rain comes on it, and therefore it's not forbidden even when it is frozen. Snow that falls on the mechitza and it covers it totally, Shubha Shel Zev is right in Shubha Shel Zev, that the snow does not nullify the mechitzas. Dish number 119. Even according to these opinions, Chaznish writes that you could say that to discuss if it's forbidden because of a Rivi Maya, in other words, that mechitzas are not recognizable and therefore they're going to be bottle. However, elsewhere he writes that there is room to be lenient, like the pin of the Ritva, that there's no chasson or Rivi Maya when the breach is to a karmelis and some kovya gimel, he's machriya to be lenient regarding this. Dish number 120. He says he left out the pierce of the Magad Mishnah. Magad Mishnah writes that there's no concern that you come to carry the Mavi itself only after that dries up. He's going to carry from the Mavi to a place where it's dried up and forbidden to carry from the Mavi to a there, even if it remains gedudin that are 10 tefachim above from the water, because this area is not Hukav Ladira. And according to Heshita, he requires to make a Mavi full-fledged mechitzas on the side of the ocean and doesn't help over there Tursa Pesach or a Lechi or a Kaira. Dish number 121. Regarding this halacha, that the width of the ditch has to be four tefachim, so in Chedush Ben Nechaim Alevi, he writes, that's not from the actual halacha of mechitza. Rather, just without that, it would be forbidden because it's easy just to step over it. And if that's the case, it's enough by the edge of the ditch that is four tefachim, between the two ends. However, from the words of the Shaar Tzion, you see that so that the ditch could function as a mechitza, has to be a whiff also on the bottom of four tefachim. That's how the Chaznish proves from the etzim din mechitza, and this would require and climb regarding a hef's interruption by climb that the width of the ditch has to be four tefachim. That if the ditch doesn't have a width of four tefachim, so the gedudim are not considered a mechitza because it's not a mechitza for the airspace that's less than four tefachim, as seen in Rashi Ben Daf Hey, and discuss later on the Shinan Beis Sif Katan Kofi Tes.